to come on.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. We are starting another episode of First Sunday. I don't know how I came up with First Sunday. I was like, well, that seems like a way to get my toe wet. I'll start with just one Sunday a month because, you know, the episodes I do now are pretty much Monday through Friday. And then I have the prayer meditation on Saturday. And okay. So trying to find out what's going to grab people's attention and get them focused on what I'm trying to get them focused on.
Right.
I think that's everybody's goal.
Well, First Sunday sounds great to me.
I know. I thought it was a great idea. So thank you again for agreeing to be a guest. And you are someone that I know very well. And just, you know, you have been with us in every venture we have undertaken. And you're just always so supportive. And so I really wanted to reach out to you because I know your story, however much you want to share with us. I'd love just for you to give an introduction.
Oh, well, thank you so much for having me, first of all. You know, I've been trying to get on the show. Like, I love everything that you guys do, even the good news, you know. Yeah. I'm loving it. I've seen the growth in the channel, and I'm very excited for you guys on that as well.
Thank you for that. We love doing it. That's one of our
And you know, the Choose Joy with Tisa. I mean, my gosh, your voice, like... It's awesome. I need most of the time when I listen to the prayers, I need them every time. It's like right on time. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you. Thank you for your support.
Yep.
So tell us a little bit about, I know you always have a lot of irons in the fire. One of your things is it's a pretty steady, stable, and awesome mom. And so we could talk some about that or whatever you'd like for other people to know.
Yeah, so speaking of steady and stable and awesome mom, here's my daughter. You know,
when okay, I say sorry. A mom's work is never done.
Yep, never, ever, ever finished, ever finished.
What would we do, though, if they were to stop asking?
I mean, like, I don't know. You know, they're at the age now to where they are pretty independent. And for that, I'm very thankful.
Yeah.
It, you know, there were times when they were coming up. I was a single parent, you know, for all of their lives. Mm-hmm. And there were times when they were coming up where I felt like I was being too hard on them, like I was putting too much on them. But now I do realize that, thank God I did, because they're very independent children. And I am just enjoying my life right now with them doing their thing. So my son, he actually has started a new business. So is my daughter. He's actually doing a lot of, what do you call that when you pimp out the ride? You know,
okay.
How MTV used to pimp the rides out.
Yeah.
So he does a lot of that automotive type stuff where they, you know, wrap cars and do stuff like that. And then Marcia, she has taken on a venture also in real estate. And she's actually at Emory right now, studying to be, she's not quite sure what she wants to be anymore, but she's going to finish that degree.
Yeah.
I couldn't be more proud of the kids.
Yeah.
You know, the kids are just, they just always make me proud.
Yeah. And you know, I think they are kind of our first stepping our toe into faith.
Yeah.
Because it really is like sending a piece of you out on its own.
I'm telling you, I was talking to my nephew today. And, you know, my nephew is one that I kind of raised along with my sister. My nephew is having a hard time understanding how to separate his personal relationship with the baby's mom. Mm-hmm. And what I'm trying to explain to him is that, you know, that's the little picture.
Yeah.
You know, you have to look at the bigger picture and how you're affecting the kids, you know, and that's one of the hardest things to understand as a parent, especially when you're young.
Yes.
You don't get the bigger picture. And so, you know, as you get older, the bigger picture just makes so much sense. I mean, so much sense. I was talking to Marcia the other day and I said, you know how you hear people say, I wish I could be 19 again with the knowledge that I have now. I'm trying to give you the knowledge that I have now at 19. I'm trying to give that to you. She goes, Sometimes you can't tell them anything. They got to make their own mistakes.
Really, really. And you just have to be there to help guide back.
Most definitely. Them being, you know, grown now, allows me the time to do some of the things that I enjoy doing.
Yeah.
So I have the space now to finish writing my book. Mm-hmm. You know,
I was going to bring that one up.
Yeah,
I know.
I've been trying to do that for a long time. So now I have the space around me, just mm-hmm. the serenity, and yeah. I don't feel like I'm taken from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
if I'm spending that much time on just focusing on writing the book. So I am about 3/4 finished
all
with that.
Right.
Guy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And it's a bio, so yeah. it's pretty heavy. Mm-hmm. It's not just, you know, I mean, it's a pretty heavy book.
Yeah.
And also I've been able to do some more of my hobbies, mm-hmm. you know, so I love singing. I love karaoke.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just started, well, probably about a year ago, I started mm-hmm. Being a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
So DJ Lady Sunshine, you know, I do the karaoke DJ on the side. I haven't quite done it at, you know, a club yet. I don't yeah. know if I'm ready for that world, mm-hmm, if you will.
Mm-hmm,
but
really.
I like doing the home parties, you know, yeah. more intimate mm-hmm. parties, or, you know, like birthday party or event centers, stuff like that.
Yeah, I love that. I want to go back to talking about seeing the bigger picture and how we have the knowledge that we are trying to give the kids. And you think about how big God's knowledge is, and we're trying to go our own way and do our own thing. He's just like, yeah, go ahead and try it that way, and then, and I'll be here when you get back.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a true parallel of being
Always.
A parent, really. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about, you know, the podcast is all about prayer. And so what was the first time that you actually thought prayer would work?
So coming up, I'll tell you, I'll be completely honest with you. Coming up, we didn't have a praying family.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
didn't come from a praying family. We came from a family who said a lot of, you know, you hear a lot of people say, well, I'm going to pray for you
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to pray for you. But when I think about it, like, no one ever prayed for anybody. I don't remember that. What is going on? Like, why do they keep saying?
We always say, when somebody says that in passing, that was the prayer.
Okay. Well, hey, there you go.
Amen.
Well, I'll tell you what I started doing with my children. When we prayed at night,
mm-hmm.
we prayed together.
Yeah.
And we, at the end of the prayer, I always say, and God, you know, I want to pray for anyone who I've told that I'm going to pray for you. If I forgot their name and their situation, yeah. I want to go ahead and put that prayer in and pray that right now.
Amen.
So it kind of just covers
everything.
Because I didn't want to be, you know, like my folks. But at any rate, there was a little bit of church and vacation Bible school for us when uh-huh. we were kids. And when I felt like prayer would work was probably when I was about 13.
Yeah.
My family went, like, my entire family went from being somewhat normal mm-hmm. to completely unnormal at age 13.
Oh, wow.
So I experienced a lot of trauma
mm-hmm.
In that. My mom, unfortunately,
was already traumatic time, 13.
Yes. That's a horrible time.
It really
yeah,
is.
Yeah. 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 So my mom, she got into selling drugs, trying to mm-hmm. take care of us. And they got caught. And she, my stepfather, and my sister went to prison.
Wow.
When I was 13.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to take myself, my brother, my younger brother, and my nephew, who was 7 months old at the time,
mm-hmm.
to my grandma's house and live.
Yeah.
And that was really trying. So yeah. at night, I would just close my eyes and I would begin to pray.
Yeah.
And I would pray and say, you know, just, you know, my prayer was to, of course, let my mom out. But
yeah. uh-huh.
it was at that moment where I understood what prayer was about. You know, I was about 13. So it kind of helped me relieve some of the things that I was going through.
Yeah.
It kind of helped me release.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't really have a lot of mentors or people that I could actually talk to.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that outlet of, you know, speaking it out and saying yes. what was going on with me
mm-hmm.
actually, you know, helped me through the whole process.
Uh-huh.
So I think I was probably about 13.
I love that.
Now, I'll tell you a funny story. It happened with your husband, actually. I met him at work several mm-hmm. years ago, probably, God, over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And
he's been retired nearly 10.
Huh?
Hasn't he been retired nearly 10? How many?
I know, right? It's been a minute.
Yeah.
So we had to do some cross training. I knew he was a pastor mm-hmm. and I had to move my area and sit next to him so that we could cross train each other. And we got to know each other and he invited me to the new church. Mm-hmm. It was a brand new church opening up at the West End.
Yeah.
And I went to it one time. And I honestly got some business cards from Daryl saying that I was a new member of the church and I was also going to be an evangelist. And I was like,
I've been recruited.
Me? You know, I was honored. At the same time, I guess I had anxiety about it. I was like, can I live up to this? But then when I started praying on it and mm-hmm. I started thinking, like, I am an evangelist. Like,
yes. He picked always, up just on naturally. That. Yeah. Yes.
He picked up on that. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you that I also, like, the way that I live my life mm-hmm. sometimes, now that I'm familiar with the Bible, now that I understand, you know, my faith,
I get
what happened. But at, you know, growing up as a child, I would always wonder, like, how are my thought processes going like this? Like, how? Mm-hmm. And it's because it's inside of us.
Yeah,
it's inside of us. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. so, I was okay with it. I was like, it's in me. Mm-hmm. You know, he saw it. It was radiant, and it's in me.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, just been a blessing to so many people. When I think about the people that we have met through you and all the places that we have gone, and you just, your light just shines.
Yay.
Yay. So, you know, I love answered prayer. And so that's why the next question is wanting to get people to think about when the last time that God answered a prayer and they can say without a doubt, it was more than what I was even asking for or thinking about.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you, every morning my prayer is answered. Mm-hmm. Okay. So when I wake up,
yes,
that's one prayer right there. That's a mm-hmm. definite. You know, he woke me up this morning on a more, I guess, visual or not so obvious mm-hmm. Level would be, I recently, you know, I lost my job in June of last year mm-hmm. due to a budget concern with the state of Georgia. And I was lost. I was with that company for 22 years. And it was like, what am I supposed to do now? Like, this was my life.
Yeah.
And what am I supposed to do? And I was without a job for like 3 months. Mm-hmm. So we're tapping into savings and mm-hmm. we're like starting to like, what is going on here? You know, thankfully I'm blessed with a new gig now and I'm mm-hmm. good, but I was getting depressed. You know, I was in a deep depression. I don't think my friends knew. I don't think that my family even realized it, mm-hmm. but I was actually getting depressed.
Yeah.
And I needed change in my environment. I was like, you know, I got to change, but I didn't have the money that it was going to take in order to do the changes that would make me happy. Mm-hmm. So I started doing little things. I said, okay, well, I got enough money to buy a gallon of paint, right? Mm-hmm. So I started painting my living room and then I painted my dining room. And I started buying little things, you know, for my wall mm-hmm. and I had everything together. And my son says, you know, I started praying, of course, mm-hmm. on some new furniture. I wanted new furniture. I was like, I deserve some new furniture. I want a new living room suit and I want a new dining room suit. Mm-hmm. I started praying on that. And my son came in and he's like, Mom, I thought you were going to get a new living room suit and a dining room suit. And I said, I am. You never want to tell your kids you're broke, right? Like, that's not what you want to tell your kids, right? So I was like, I'm going to, like, leave me alone. You know, I'm trying to get it together. He was like, well, how much is it going to cost? So I said, well, I've been looking at some and this is what I've came up with. You know, I gave him a little amount and about a week went by. And he came home from work and he had an envelope on the printer. And he says, Mom, that envelope's on the printer for you. And I said, what is it? He gave me the exact amount that I told him that it would take in order to, and I was in tears.
Yeah.
And I was like, he said, well, you said you wanted to get your couch and table, so go get it. Like it was nothing for him.
He's so unceremonious, that one.
I mean, and this is a 19-year-old kid that I'm, it wasn't a little bit of money, Tisa.
I know.
And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, like I prayed for that and I didn't realize that's how I would get it.
Yeah.
But I accepted it.
Yeah.
The fact that I was able, that's another thing.
To take it. That's what I was going to say.
Ooh, girl, I have been having a hard time struggling with accepting blessings. And I think that has a lot to do with my empathetic personality that I had in the past and healing from some of the traumas that I've been through. And so I was able to accept that.
Yeah.
And when I thought about it, after I thanked God for it, it was like, wow, you were able to accept it as well. You were able to say, thank you.
Yeah.
And you didn't say, here, son, no, don't do it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's normally what I would have done.
Yeah.
And so that was probably the most obvious or, you know, like happy. I have my new living room suit, my new dining room suit. It really did a whole lot to my psyche, you know, just having that new environment. People don't realize how important it is to keep your environment clean, to keep it, you know, up to date or whatever it is you feel like you need to do to it. If something is making you unhappy in your house, you have to change it because you will get depressed about it.
You know, Daryl and I were saying that all throughout the pandemic, when everybody's on lockdown, said, I'm so grateful that our home is someplace we want to be. So I know we're going to put that on our prayer list, but we have that. We have the new book that is 3/4 of the way finished. Anything else you want to share with us or something?
I did just start another business.
Okay.
So I think I'm am I a serial entrepreneur?
That's such a thing.
Because I mean, I have the nonprofit.
You can prove it for me and Daryl.
Yeah. I have the nonprofit Changing Hearts. So we changed the name from Chatbox Foundation to Changing Hearts.
Okay.
So I still have the nonprofit. And now I actually started a new venture called New Biz Consulting.
Okay.
Where I, you know, help people get their businesses off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just help them with consult, you know, just give them advice. I mean, I've been in this for 23 years. So, yeah.
Know exactly what not to do. So that's valuable information.
Oh my God, I know exactly what not to do.
Yes. Oh, wow. So we are definitely going to pray for that is successful, that the book gets completed. Is there anything else that we can pray for you for? I love both of those.
That's probably about it. Just, you know, the normal.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that you pray for Tamika, for whatever it is we told her we was going to
pray for her.
For whatever it is she might be needing tonight, you know.
Amen. Well, I'm going to pray right now.
There you go.
God, we are so grateful for this time. We are grateful for Tamika and for everything that you have poured into her. She surely has a purpose, Lord, that is to share your love, your kindness with everyone she meets. I'm grateful to have been a benefactor of her love and for your love through her. We want to ask right now that you would touch her business, touch her book, God, touch her new job, Lord, that she can continue to be a blessing to your people who are in need. And we will surely give you all the glory and all the praise in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you so much. Do you have anything you want to give people your contact for your business or for Changing Hearts?
Yeah, so for Changing Hearts, I didn't even say what that was about, actually. Let me please say what that's about. Changing Hearts is a foundation that helps the heart transplant community in Georgia. Excuse me. We support the community in ways of mentoring and financial, you know, ways for the families. During COVID, we did the Help the Heartbeat program. So we did baskets with, like, Lysol spray, things that's hard to find.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. It was hard to find Lysol. We all know that.
Yeah.
So we found a strategic way to find some, and our supporters got together and we gave them baskets full of these items to help them to keep off those infections and keep COVID away. So these are just things that we do with that foundation, and it's the website is www.changinhearts.org. Okay. So that's changing, C-H-A-N-G-I-N.
Okay.
Changing.
I love it.
Yeah. So my daughter was the inspiration for that company. Of course, you know, I lost her a couple of weeks before she turned 19. Yeah. You guys knew her well. She actually started the foundation, the idea of the foundation. She said when she was in college, she wanted her money in her hand.
Yes.
Her, you know, the scholarship money. Mm-hmm. She got a left-handed scholarship. And she wanted that money in her hand. She was like, well, mom, you know, why don't they give me that money? And I said, well, baby, they put it towards your school.
Yeah.
So that you don't have to pay that. And she goes, well, you would have paid that. Mm-hmm. What if I needed money for books and people who's been through heart transplant like me, they should just get all kind of, and I was like, you're right, girl, you are right. But I said, you're going to have to start your own foundation because these people have theirs and that's how they do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And so she asked me about a 501c3. Mm-hmm. And I said, wow. I said, she's serious. Like she really wants to do this. So I got approval from the job and we started it. And then we got some bad news about her heart.
Yeah.
We started just focusing on her. Mm-hmm. And a few months after she passed, my best friend called and says, hey, you know, we ought to start a foundation. Mm. And I was like, let me show you this email. The email was like a year prior to, and she was like, oh, we got to do it.
Wow.
So that was the inspiration to us actually starting the foundation. And today, you know, the family's involved and we just, you know, we get at it.
And that's really such a perspective that was being missed. And it's just like, you know, out of the mouth of babes that, because they need money right to them.
They do. And when you think about it, when you're in the hospital, you see more of the need than what you would see if you were just outside of the hospital.
Yeah.
So ultimately, and I know we got to go and wrap this up, I'm sorry, but the need for the heart transplant community to get these types of rewards is a lot bigger than what we know. When we're in the hospital, we see all these cancer patients.
Yeah.
We see cancer. Mm-hmm. Chastity would say, well, mom, where'd they get that? And I was like, well, they got that from the cancer floor.
Yeah.
She's like, well, where's the stuff for, you know, heart?
Yeah.
So now we have a Feed the Heart program at Eggleston for the children.
We
actually partner with the Feed the Heart program and we help feed the heart.
Yeah.
So there's more opportunity for transplant children now. So this whole venture has been an inspiration to me and to a lot of others.
Yeah. Did you know that the Lord was going to use you like he's doing, Miss Motivational Speaker?
I'm telling you, and if years ago, if you had told me that this, I would have been like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, thank you so much for sharing with me and allowing us to pray for you. I will definitely get all of your information into the description so everyone can just click on your links and follow you and all of that good stuff.
Thank you so much. Right. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.